Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Do we have a lot to get into in today's show? We are going to start with college basketball here coming up in a little bit. Kansas plays later today. Missouri plays later today against Notre Dame. And K-State, they played yesterday. We'll get to all of that coming up in just a bit. We also are going to talk a little bit of NFL. Tyrann Mathieu wants to come back to the NFL. More specifically, Tyrann Mathieu wants to come back and play for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll play for you what he had to say as he was in town yesterday promoting FanDuel as sports gambling is now legal in the state of Missouri. John Fanta of Fox Sports is going to be on the show to talk some college basketball. Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated is also going to be on the show today. There is certainly a lot to get into in this show. Before we do any of that, though, I need to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that The Open every day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. If you're looking for a place to watch both Kansas and Missouri today while also having some great food, also grabbing a bite to eat, grabbing a drink, then the perfect place to do that is with our friends over at The Other Place with five locations all around town. So I think in order to put the proper context of where we are today, we got to go back into the Wayback Machine to yesterday. Now, I believed that Darren Peterson was going to play today. I told Rob that I was looking. I've been keeping an eye on ticket prices because I was planning on going to the game today. I felt like a KU fan. I'm on Twitter. I'm scrolling. I'm waiting to see if there's going to be any possible update because just yesterday, Bill Self said this about Darren Peterson.
He has practiced, and he's gone up and down. The hesitancy I have is that before we'll announce anything, is he has to test out medically from a strength and flexibility standpoint, and we'll know that in the morning. So still no answer, but we'll be able to say something definitively in the morning.
If he's able to play, like, is there any thought in your mind of starting, not starting? Does that matter to you?
Doesn't matter, but if he plays, he's starting.
So maybe I fell for the hoodwink. Maybe I was bamboozled. But just as a sports fan, as somebody that covers sports in this town, when I hear that Darren Peterson is practicing, when I hear that he is up and down, he's running, he's doing basketball things, man, the logical expectation is that Darren Peterson was going to play as one of the five best teams in college basketball comes to town. Darren Peterson hasn't played basketball in Kansas in a month. So I had this game kind of circled this week. This is a very important week for the University of Kansas. I was anticipating Darren Peterson being back on the floor. I'm not a doctor. I don't know his medicals. I don't know. This is just my opinion as somebody that is watching it from the outside. And I think that the university and Bill have kind of done Darren Peterson a disservice in the way that the messaging has formed. I feel like KU fans are getting more and more frustrated, and I can't tell you that you shouldn't be. I feel like we throw this phrase a lot. Well, we pay their salaries. I mean, you do in this sense. I mean, what do we think this NIL money is coming from? It's not falling from the sky. It's falling from donations. It is coming from Kansas fans that want to see the best for their university. You have helped make Darren Peterson a millionaire. So in now taking all of this money to play basketball at Kansas, the expectation from the people that are paying you is to play basketball at Kansas. You are not right now. And where I think that Bill and the university and whomever, they've just done a really poor job messaging this thing. They misdiagnosed this from the very beginning and said that he had cramps. We all have had cramps before. And if you're an athlete, if you got cramps, you know what you do? You eat some bananas, you have some potassium, you drink some Gatorade, and you get back out there. So originally, when this was spun as cramps, I think most people kind of thought, oh, man, that's nothing. That's not that big of a deal. And you know what? He'll miss those couple of games. He'll be back, and everything, it'll be like good as new. And then the cramp issue then turned into a hamstring issue, and it was supposed to be day-to-day. Fast forward. It ain't day-to-day if it's been a month. And at this point, I don't even know if you should believe Kansas anymore when they say that it's day to day. I don't believe them anymore at this point. They've been selling us this same story now for 3 weeks that this kid is going to play, and he's not on the floor. Is he playing on Sunday against Missouri? If he's not playing on Sunday against Missouri, then just sit him out for the rest of non-con, and let's just have this conversation. This is what Kansas should have done in the very, very beginning. Darren Peterson is out indefinitely with the hamstring injury, and when we have more information, when we have an update, we'll let you know. And it had been frustrating to not get any information, but it would have protected all parties. Because I would say there is a portion of the fan base that believes that Darren Peterson is healthy enough to play basketball at Kansas, but is choosing not to because he is perceived to be the number one overall pick. That is the feeling with some KU fans. Not all KU fans, but some of them have that feeling. A lot of that narrative has been painted by the way that this has been portrayed by Bill Self and been portrayed by the university and how it has been sold to you over the course of the last month or so. So if you're frustrated, I don't blame you. I wanted to see the kid play today. I was excited to see him. Basically, his home debut. I know he played against Green Bay, but that doesn't count. This is KU's first home game. They got UConn coming up today. And Darren Peterson won't be there. I mean, he'll be there. He'll be on the sideline, but he will not be in uniform. He will not be playing today for the University of Kansas. And now we wait to see if he's going to play on Sunday against Missouri in their matchup. Let's talk about Jerome Tang. Now, I like Jerome Tang on a personal level. He's been good to me. He's been good to this show. I think Jerome Tang is a genuinely good human being. Jerome Tang days are numbered at Kansas State University. And this goes to the same point that I was just making about Darren Peterson. Expectations and these college coaches, you can't go to all of these people and ask for their money. And when you take their money, you not deliver on what you told them. The Kansas State fan base and alumni, they've done right by Jerome Tang. Last year, when they needed talent, they went out and they spent the money to give them the talent. And their team was terrible. They didn't make the NCAA tournament. Fast forward, they might have the best transfer in all of college basketball. It looks like they are getting the exact same results that they had last season. So you can't now, as these universities and these college coaches keep telling your fan base, we need more, we need more, we need more. And this money is coming from somewhere. This money is coming from us. And these NIL collectives and the donations and all the things that they are asking us to do to help support their cause in putting the best team on the floor, and they can't do it without our help. And I think the public has told you, sure, of course. hey, I'll do anything to see my alma mater succeed. I'll do anything to see my favorite college basketball, college football team succeed. But like anything, when you pay for something, you expect it. When you buy something, you expect for it to look like the picture or you're going to be pissed. And right now, K-State doesn't look like anything they told you in the brochure.
You know, like I open every one of these, I'm blessed to do what I do. I'm grateful to my Lord and Savior that I have the chance to do this. Don't feel very blessed right now. Pretty pissed off and ready to get to practice tomorrow morning.
K-State got beat 82-66 at the crib by Bowling Green yesterday. They never led in the game yesterday. K-State fan, I'm not here to be negative. I'm not here to be Debbie Downer. But if you getting beat by 16 at the crib by Bowling Green, you think that's about to translate when you get to Big 12 play? When you start playing Texas Tech? When you start playing BYU? When you start playing Kansas? When you start playing Iowa State? When you start running through that gauntlet of the conference, Arizona, Houston? And you getting beat by 16 at the crib in front of 17 people against Bowling Green? We think that's about to translate? Jerome Tang, I say this because I care about you. And you've been good to me. You've been good to Rob. You've been good to the show, K-State University. You've been good to us. You're friends of the show. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work. I know it and you know it. We're playing out the string with Jerome Tang. Jerome Tang will not be the coach next year for Kansas State. This is not turning around. You've missed a tournament the last couple of years. You went out. You spent the money to go get P.J. Haggerty. I don't think we want to know how much money P.J. Haggerty is making. He's making more than NBA players to be playing basketball in Manhattan, Kansas. And they out here getting the beats by Bowling Green at the crib? 82-66? Embarrassing effort. They started the year 5-0. They've lost three in a row with a loss at home to Bowling Green. I'm telling you right now, Jerome Tang, it is not working past this season. K-State is going to be looking for a new head coach coming up in about 90 days. They are going to start their process all over again in finding a new coach. You cannot keep taking these people money and then turning around and not making the NCAA tournament and think that that is going to fly. You've done it twice already. It looks like you were in the process of doing it again. Coming up on the other side, we will play for you guys what Tyrann Mathieu has to say. He said he wants to come back to the NFL. More specifically, he wants to come back and play for the Chiefs. We'll get to that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Log today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to play some audio for you guys. I can also read you guys text messages. 913-586-7965. So we started the day off by talking a little bit of college basketball. I'm disappointed that Darren Peterson is not playing. I know I cheer for Missouri, but before anything, I'm a sports fan. And if you were telling me that the number one overall pick in next year's NBA draft plays in the Big 12 and plays at one of the three local schools, I want to see the kid play. Maybe selfishly, I want the kid to play on Sunday because I don't want any excuses when Missouri beats Kansas again. I don't want any, oh, well, we would have won. Well, I'm sorry, he wasn't there. So I want the kid to play. I want the kid to be on the court. I want to see him play for myself. I feel like this messaging could have been handled a lot better from Kansas. And I think they set everybody up for disappointment today. Oh, he's practicing. Oh, he's getting up and down the court. If you're practicing and doing all the basketball things, why can't you do the basketball things on Tuesday night against UConn? Well, we got our answer. He's not there yet. I mean, he's working hard, but he's day to day. Okay. And then we were talking about Jerome Tang. Jerome Tang is about to get fired. I'm telling you that right now. You know it, and I know it if you're a K-State fan. They've missed a tournament these last couple of years. They just got beat by 16 at the crib by Bowling Green. That's not good. And now you're telling me that team's about to turn around and figure it out in Big 12 play when you got Kansas and Iowa State and Arizona and Houston. I mean, it's the deepest league right now in college basketball. This is going to be the exact same conversation we had about Kansas State basketball last season, just we have changed the parts on the team. I wouldn't be super excited about them if I was a K-State fan. Let's move on and let's talk about the Chiefs. So yesterday, you guys know now, sports gambling became legal in the state of Missouri. So FanDuel, they did Kay Adams' show from right here in Kansas City. Well, on Kay Adams' show, she had Tyrann Mathieu. His ties to Kansas City are very obvious. Over the course of their conversation, it was asked if he would come back to play. Here's what Tyrann Mathieu said.
Can you come back?
I mean, I'm like not going to say no. I won't say no.
Are we walking down to Brett's office after this? I'm not kidding.
I mean,
are you going to go visit them today? Yes.
Yeah, probably. Mm. And I've stayed in contact with, obviously Brett and, but mostly, Coach Reed. His grandson actually plays on the football team with my son.
Oh, I know.
So, it's the family,
That was Tyrann Mathieu talking to Kay Adams on his show or her show yesterday, talking about his desire to come back and play for the Chiefs. No. Not at all. This could quite possibly be a block-worthy offense if you suggest it on the text line. I don't think in one breath you can be so frustrated at the Mike Dana types and the Charles Aminahu and feel like the Chiefs want new blood and also simultaneously be on the side of, we could use Tyrann Mathieu right now. What I want more than anything, after the Chiefs making the playoffs and making a run, I want us to free ourselves from the belief that there are only 80 players in the National Football League. I promise you, there's a whole new world out there of guys that could fulfill the roles that the Chiefs need. That their offense or their defense is not so complex that they can't go find one of these individuals. Trust me, there is somebody who can help stop the run. Trust me, there are people out there that can get after the other team's quarterback and force pressure. Trust me, there are other guys that can play safety in the National Football League. They just don't have to be guys who have already done it before. There's other people outside the company who can help you in this. I want us to free ourselves from this. I want us to free ourselves from when the Chiefs need help. The solution is to go get Derek Nnadi or the solution to go get Colin Saunders. I believe that's a major part of the problem is that the pieces that the Chiefs have, they have just grown old and stale right before our eyes. That's how quickly things can turn in the National Football League. You can be a team that goes to three of the last five Super Bowls, five of the last six, and now find yourself fighting for your playoff life. It can change in an instant. And the problem that the Chiefs have is they didn't stay fresh. They didn't stay current. They didn't continue trying reinventing themselves. They kept with business as usual. This offseason should tell you it doesn't need to be business as usual. I don't think you got to do anything radical, but I also think that you got to free yourself from this mentality, Tyrann. No. If you want to come back and work in St. Joe as a graduate assistant, great. We're happy to have you. If you want to come in and speak to the guys and be around the locker room and give a motivational speech that goes on NFL films, fantastic. You'd be great to do those things. I don't want Tyrann Mathieu near the football field ever again. I don't want him playing. I don't want him on the scout team. I don't want him on the practice squad. No, I want the Chiefs to free themselves from this mentality, Rob. That's what I want.
I was legitimately stunned. Now, maybe social media and the text line are bad barometers, and I am fully open to that fact. But I was stunned by the amount of people I saw on my social media yesterday. They're like, this actually isn't a bad idea. The Chiefs could use his attitude and, you know, his ability to coach in the back. No. No, no, no. We on this show do the say it out loud test, Carrington. The Saints decided to not retain a safety. He has not played football for 4+ months. Should the Chiefs sign him? No. It fails the say it out loud test. A guy who the Saints were like, I don't know, not for us anymore. The Saints, who can't beat anyone, they said no. He then took most of the year off, and now it's December. We could really use something. This has to stop. It just has to stop. Whenever the season ends, which could be Monday for the Chiefs, it could be in January, it could be in February, but whenever the season ends, I can't speak for anyone else's show. This show will be preaching new blood, fresh, new energy, different.
I'm preaching it right now. I don't even got to wait till the offseason. I'm preaching that right now. I don't care how their season ends. I'm preaching that today.
And Tyrann Mathieu is the opposite of all those things in every way. You do not need an AARP member at safety to help this team. It's not going to do anything.
I'm with you. 100%. We all got nothing but love and appreciation for Tyrann Mathieu. I really do. I don't want anyone to take it like I don't appreciate what Tyrann Mathieu has done. I have great appreciation for Tyrann Mathieu.
He's a Chiefs Hall of Famer.
Move on. And their running back mentality, it's gotten stale. This is a marriage in which you guys have stopped going out. Or when you do go out, you go to the same restaurant and you order the same things. There's nothing wrong with that. But right now, your wife just needs a little bit more excitement. Now, when's the last time you took her dancing? When's the last time you guys went to the hot new restaurant in town? She's been begging you to go to the ballet. Take her to the ballet because the person that you love loves the ballet. That's what we're asking the Chiefs to do. That's what I want the Chiefs to do. I want the Chiefs to, hey, stop wearing those same shoes you've been wearing. Let's go down to Foot Locker and let's get you a fresh pair. You're going to feel like a new man. That's what I want the Chiefs to do. I want new blood in the running back room. I want new blood in the wide receiver room. I want new blood on that D-line. I just want new blood. This blood has gone stale. I'm tired of going to that restaurant. I'm tired of going to the same club. It's time to do a renovation. Sometimes you just got to move the furniture around in your apartment. It's the same furniture you had. You just want to walk in and you just want to get a different energy. You just want to get a different feel. That's what I'm asking the Kansas City Chiefs to do. We got to try some different.
Also, can we be honest? 90% of the time, the Chiefs retreading their own guys has been worse. Derek Nnadi in his second iteration is objectively worse. Mike Edwards, I know he's a practice squad guy, but he got elevated. He's part of that old regime. He was terrible on Thursday. We can name Kareem Hunt has been fine for this team. He's worse now than he was when they had him the first go-round. Juju Smith-Schuster, again, not the problem. First go-round was good in Kansas City. Second go-round, worse. Mecole Hardman, he at one point had 600-plus yards of wide receiver in Kansas City. He then came back. He came back twice. You know what he was? Worse. Every time they have tried these retreads, they've gone worse. There is probably one. I just don't have it on the top of my head. But is there a player that was a retread they brought back and it was like, oh, man, he was just better in round two at Kansas City? I can't think of that guy. Every time they bring back these, you know, let's honor the past and put them back on the field, guys, they stink.
I want to play this audio for you guys. This is Danny Hughes. He was on the morning show earlier and he's kind of saying the same thing.
When we had the linebacker Gay and he was out there and you had the juice, the energy, the, you know, swag surf on the sideline and, and you had all of that happening. Like, even if you were older in some places, you were able to kind of latch on to that youthful energy, and that would catapult you in certain times where, you know, you were just playing football and not making football plays. And I feel like maybe because we have some of those older guys, we don't have that same kind of juice.
You want to know why they're lacking juice? Because their number one running back is Kareem Hunt. You want to know why they're lacking juice? Because their team is very dependent on Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown. Their team is really dependent on Charles Omenihu or Mike Dana. That's where this team is lacking juice. They just need to, you gotta just take the game out the Nintendo card machine. You gotta blow into the cartridge. You gotta hit reset. The Chiefs need to be focused on finding very talented players between the ages of 22 and 25 years old. That needs to be the mentality this offseason. They need more of those individuals. And if you really think about it, this team, man, they're dependent on a lot of guys who are 30 and above or real close to 30. Man, if they're going to turn this thing around, if they're going to get back to where they should be, which is one of the best teams in the National Football League, man, you got to get back to really honing in on guys who are between the ages of 22 and 25 years old. When the Chiefs had a lot of those guys on their team, they were winning Super Bowls. We were patting them on the back about how great their draft classes were and how they were finding starters. And you were finding the Nick Boltons and the Trey Smiths and the Creed Humphreys. And you were just loading up in the draft with those players. You now got to start that process over if you're Kansas City. And that's where ultimately you are going to get the juice from. Let's switch gears for just a little bit, but we'll keep it with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I said this last week. And I was getting a lot of pushback on the text line, and that's perfectly fine. That comes with the job. But I am preparing you for the conversation if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs. If the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, the person who is ultimately going to wear it is going to be Patrick Mahomes. We all know how this thing works. The media has spent the last 5 years building up Patrick Mahomes as a rival to Tom Brady and somebody who could potentially be the greatest quarterback of all time. And I'm not telling you that he can't still be those things, but we acknowledge that is what the conversation around Patrick Mahomes has been. If you were going to miss the playoffs in the prime of your career, I'm telling you that conversation is going to come to a screeching halt. Here's Jeff Saturday.
We have all, including myself, and still do, think he is probably the best that's ever done it to this point in his career. It has been a remarkable watch what he's been capable of doing and what he has done for this franchise. But we can't act like that he hasn't been part of the issues that have happened with the Chiefs. He's thrown more interceptions late in games and done things that have just, and we talk about it, we're like, it's just, that's just not normal for Patrick Mahomes. Now, he doesn't have a run game. There's a lot of things. The offensive line hasn't been as good. There's a lot of reasons. It's not excuses. There are reasons. But I think when you looked at Patrick Mahomes, everybody just thought, we just throw whatever we want, and this guy's always going to get us to the Super Bowl. And that's been the expectation. And the problem for me is it's not that we made the playoffs. You're talking about if they don't make the playoffs. You still have a little less than a third of the season left over. If we don't make the playoffs, that means we are in a spiral, which would be shocking to me. But if they did miss the playoffs, it would make me look at Patrick Mahomes differently because I just wouldn't expect a player in the prime.
I'm not telling you that's fair or unfair. You were allowed to make that determination for yourself. But Jeff Saturday will not be the only person that has that opinion this offseason if the Chiefs miss the postseason. The same way that this past offseason, a lot of you were upset that the media was doing the same thing they always do. They were picking the Chargers to win the division. They were picking the Broncos to win the division. Now, in hindsight, the reasoning for a lot of the people that were picking against the Chiefs ended up coming true. You remember Colin Cowherd, his big point was, there's a regression to the mean coming. You don't go 11-0 in these one-score games and then think the next year that you go 9-2 in these games and everything stays the same. There was a lot of pushback to that take. Take ended up being correct, I would say, now in hindsight. I know this is a little bit different, but I'm just telling you, after the Chiefs lost to the Eagles, it was kind of open season that you could now pick somebody else. I am telling you that if the Chiefs miss the playoffs, for the first time, it will be open season on their quarterback. In a quarterback league, especially when your team is giving you everything that the Chiefs have given Patrick Mahomes, you needed a left tackle, they went out and got it for you. You wanted to repay this offensive lineman, they did it. The Chiefs invested a lot of money in the parts and pieces to better the quarterback position. I think everyone would agree that Patrick Mahomes is not the same. He is not the same quarterback that we remember him. He has not been a superhero for a lot of this season. He has those superhero moments. He had one on Thursday against the Cowboys. I'm not telling you that I think he's bad by any means, but It is now a serious question if the Chiefs have the hands-down best quarterback in the National Football League. It's never really a question that has been broached here in Kansas City. It will be if they miss the playoffs. It will be hard for you to still wear the crown as the best quarterback in the National Football League if your team outright misses the postseason. It's one thing to make the postseason. You get shocked. Just say something happens. It happens. There are not a lot of evidence. There's not a lot of instances where in the prime of your career, I'm not talking about early on. I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes has won MVP multiple times, Super Bowl MVP. He has done all the things. There's not a lot of examples at this stage in the career. Your team misses the playoffs. There's just not a lot of examples. And I'm not saying it's Mahomes' fault. I think their issues have been a lot more to roster construction and how they've built around Patrick Mahomes when it comes to some of those aging pieces that we were just talking about. I also think their defensive line and their inability to get pressure have really, really hurt this team in the grand scheme of things. But we all know context is not how history tells the story. And if you are looking at Patrick Mahomes' career and there is a year where there is not a wild card loss or a divisional round loss and people ask the question, hey, what happened to the Chiefs that year? Oh, yeah, that's the year they missed the playoffs. That is how this year will be remembered. It will be remembered as the year that the Chiefs missed the postseason. Speaking of the postseason, last bit of audio that I want to play in this segment. We had Mitch Holthus on the show yesterday, and he and I noticed something about the Broncos.
They've done it in different ways. They blocked the field goal against the Eagles. I mean, they've had defensive stops. They've had offensive big plays. I would agree with you. I've said that same thing. The narrative to me is somewhat humorous because we're into narratives now, whether it's politics or business or sports. And their narrative last year is the Chiefs can't continue to do this. You can't win 12 straight one-possession games. Like, they're just so lucky how they're doing it. But this year, the Broncos are doing it the same way, and they're just gutsy.
I do agree with Mitch Holthus. I think it's kind of hard to disagree with Mitch. I do think that the way the Broncos are being discussed is very, very different than the way the Chiefs were being discussed last year. I actually saw a stat that said that the Broncos are the first team in NFL history to win 10 of the first 12 games of the season despite trailing in those games. You know who was number two on that list, Rob? The Chiefs from last year. The Chiefs from last year were on that list. I mean, there have been a lot of similarities between this year's Broncos team and last year's Chiefs team. Man, it got to the point where in the last 5 minutes, the Chiefs would just always figure it out. One of my favorite stories actually from last year was when the Chiefs just had made the trade for DeAndre Hopkins. I believe it was the Broncos game. And it looked like the Chiefs were about to lose. And DeAndre Hopkins goes up to Mecole Hardman and says, like, I think we got him. And then the block kick happened, and Mecole turns around and says, we always figure out a way to win. Like, that just was kind of the theme in Kansas City. I will say that we have seen a shift a little bit this season in the National Football League. Man, if Sunday is close with 8 minutes to go in the game, how do you feel going into it? Because it usually has been, hey, if we got 15 on our side and you don't have it, we know we're going to figure out a way to win this game. It is going to be some very nervous energy in Arrowhead on Sunday if this game is close with 8 minutes to go. And I believe it's going to be close with 8 minutes to go. The Chiefs, they might end up making the postseason. They are not running through Denver, Houston, and Los Angeles. Two of those games are probably end up being close. Maybe all three of those games end up being close in the final 5 to 7 minutes. It went from having 100% confidence that the Chiefs were going to figure out a way to win in these situations. Rob, I don't know if it can be that right now, given how the first 12 weeks of the season have played themselves out.
The feeling in Arrowhead, if what you just laid out happens, will be very, very tense. I was at the Colts and Chiefs game, and I know the result, the Chiefs eventually won, and it was party abound. The ship is back, you know, sailing in the right direction. Everything's perfect because of the win. I get that was the end result from Chiefs fans following the Colts game. But let me tell you something. In the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, after the first Mahomes pick, the RPO play early in the game, it was angsty at Arrowhead. There was a uh-oh energy. And I think that uh-oh energy is everywhere. And I think you will feel it on Sunday if this game is close. Maybe fans won't verbalize and say, oh, we're going to lose. Because you've been to games as a fan where you're like, oh, we're going to lose. Like, it just, you can feel it walking in. I don't think Arrowhead will feel that. But if this game gets tight, with 8 minutes to go and it's 21-17, Chiefs leading or trailing, there will be a sense of Arrowhead of, oh boy, here we go again. And there will be some tightening, some angst, some anxiety permeating through the building that last year, it may wasn't anxiety, but there was a sense of, oh, they'll figure it out. I don't think that sense exists in Arrowhead anymore. And I think you'll feel it against the Texans. I think you'll feel it against the Chargers. And I think if the Broncos game still carries meaning, which is very possible, the fact the Broncos win all those games and the Chiefs lose them, that feeling will be ratcheted up another couple levels. I think with the season on the line, anxiety is going to spread in Arrowhead with close games. Now, does it hit the team? I don't know, but the fans will feel it.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that it can't hit the team just because, I mean, as much as they can say they're blocking out the outside noise, and I think they're doing their absolute best, you also just got to live in reality. There's not a lot of margin for error left with this team. I mean, they got to know the tiebreakers the way that we know the tiebreakers. They know who they've beaten. They know who they've lost to. And, I mean, losing to Houston, another team that may end up being in the wild card conversation, we'll see how the rest of the division plays itself out. I mean, if you want to talk about a game that, quite frankly, the Chiefs cannot afford to lose in any capacity, it's this one. They cannot afford to lose this game. Like, if you're telling me they're going to lose one more game the rest of the season, pick Tennessee. You can't afford for it to be this one. I mean, Rob, looking at it right now, the Chiefs currently have the 10 seed in the AFC. They have the 5 seed is the Chargers. They've lost to the Chargers. I also find it hard to believe that the Chiefs are going to have the tiebreaker over the Chargers. The Chargers are 4-0 in the division and 7-2 in the AFC. The Chiefs are probably not going to be that. Buffalo has the tiebreaker over them. You give that then to Houston. I mean, we're talking about 3 of the 4 possible teams that could end up being wild card teams. You cannot lose this game if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and tell me there's a realistic path toward them being in the postseason because of who Houston is and they're standing ahead of you right now in the standings. Coming up on the other side, I want to keep it with the NFL. Rob, it has been a while since we've done this segment. I'll explain. Keep it right here. So Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to an old bit here coming up in a bit. Rob, can I ask you something? When we were coming up back in the day, did we have all of these different days after Thanksgiving? Like, I know that Black Friday has always been a thing, right? And now I feel like we have, like, Small Business Saturday, which I fully support. Nothing wrong with a Small Business Saturday. You know, it's not just about going to support the Best Buys and the big chain box stores, but we got to take care of our own. We got to take care of local. I 100% support that. Now we got Cyber Monday. Now we got Travel Tuesday. Did we have all of these things back in the day? Because I feel like a lot of it is just, it's all a ruse. The same travel deals that they offer up all the time. I know you guys get the same emails that I get. Southwest loves to tell you they got a $59 flight. Man, ain't nobody flying to Fargo on a Wednesday afternoon. Why are you offering me this flight? I have no interest in this. If those are the only flights that are $59, then I'm sorry, that's not really a sale. I feel like this is a relatively new thing. Am I tripping?
I have no idea what Travel Tuesday is. I had never even heard of such a thing.
Right now, if you go on a lot of those sites, they all have like some kind of deal right now. So if you fly Spirit, you fly Frontier, you fly Southwest, you want to stay at a certain hotel, they tell you today is the day to do it because they're offering up the deals.
100%.
That's what they say.
We didn't have this when we were kids. I didn't know about it until 2:47 today. So I had quite literally no idea. None. Zip, zilch, nada. So we did not grow up with these things because, frankly, they sound made up. It sounds like they're just repackaging Black Friday, but everyone now gets their own day. Like, Black Friday is, like, for retail. You know, shop local Saturday, cool. Cyber Monday feels like the exact same thing as Friday, but whatever. And now we're just, if you're Expedia, you have deals? I mean, this is dumb.
I just didn't know. I wasn't sure. I saw that today. I got the emails, and I went on. And I was like, oh, let me look. And this flight that I was looking at, it was going to save me $13. And I was like, man, you'll get off my phone with this nonsense. I'm not buying anything from you today, just off principle. You made me believe you offered up a sale, and you didn't offer up a sale. Let me tell you guys that this next segment is going to be brought to you by Brew Brothers at Harrah's Kansas City, now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mouthwatering appetizers, juicy burgers, steak, pasta, and more. You can also wash it down with an ice-cold beverage and catch the game. And by Aspen Lawn Care and Pest Control, expect the best. You also can go to Harrah's, and now you can put a parlay down on Missouri against Notre Dame that's coming up later today. While you stop at Brew Brothers and get all that delicious food that we were just talking about. Rob, it's been a long time since we've done this. All this feels good to play.
With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
All right, I want to play a quick game, everybody. Can we play a game of determining who is inside the circle of trust in the AFC? Because what I see is that nobody likes anybody in the AFC. Like, anytime I'm like, oh, I really like this team, I get flooded with, oh, well, we think they're frauds. Well, then who do we think is good in the AFC? So we can just gather around the fireplace here really quickly. Everybody, come around real quick. Come around so you can hear. I just want to go up and down the AFC, and I want to determine who are we putting inside the circle of trust. All right, Rob, let's start with the New England Patriots. They are firmly inside my circle of trust. I actually placed a bet earlier today on the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl. So I am all in on the New England Patriots. I think they have all of the things that you need to go win a Super Bowl. A good quarterback, they run the football effectively, good offensive line, they play great defense, and they got weapons on the outside, and they're well coached. The Patriots have all of the ingredients of a team that can find themselves in the Super Bowl. So I have them inside my circle of trust. Do you have them inside of yours?
100% yes. I feel like I was on the Patriot bandwagon, maybe too early, but they have the MVP at quarterback. They have a great coach. Like, that alone is a recipe for success. There might not be a lot of teams in my circle of trust, but the Patriots are 100% one of them.
Are you putting the Denver Broncos inside your circle of trust? I am putting the Broncos inside the circle of trust.
I'm not. Okay. They're not my circle of trust.
I like Denver. I think their quarterback makes plays late. I can give you numbers on what his stats look like when the Broncos are down. I think they run the football effectively. They got good weapons. They have maybe the best defense in the National Football League. They have a good coach. I don't love the Denver Broncos, but I do think the Broncos, like the Patriots, have a lot of the ingredients that you would need to make a run. The Broncos are inside my circle of trust, but they are not inside of yours.
They are not. It feels like it feels very smoke and mirrors-ish. And I understand your and Mitch's point about how they're last year's Chiefs. But we see with last year's Chiefs, and before that, it was, I believe, one of the Vikings teams with Case Keenum. That was the stat everyone peddled out. Those teams, eventually, you keep getting close to the stove. You eventually put your hand on the stove, you get burned. So I do not believe they are real. They are outside my circle of trust.
Jacksonville.
I think they're going to win their division, so I'm going to say yes.
I mean, the Broncos are about to win their division. They're not inside your circle of trust.
Yeah, the Jags are tough because when the Jags play at their best, I think the Jags are one of the better teams in the AFC. They have absolutely no consistency at quarterback, like none. I'm going to lean no. They're in the same category the Broncos are. No, not consistent enough.
Okay, so we are not putting Jacksonville inside the circle of trust.
Jacksonville for you?
No, I would not put Jacksonville inside the circle of trust. I mean, their last four wins, Raiders, Chargers, when the Chargers offensive line was super banged up, Cardinals, Titans. No. Now, the Jaguars can change my opinion. Right now, they're outside the circle of
Colts
trust.
Twice.
I might put them in. They play the Colts coming up on Sunday. They go on the road to play Denver, on the road to play the Colts. Hey, you run through this stretch, and I'm willing to have a different conversation about you. But based on what they have done so far this season, I got to put them inside a no category for me. No, I'm not a believer right now when it comes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Is Baltimore inside your circle of trust? They are not inside of mine. Something's wrong with Lamar Jackson. I don't know exactly what it is. I'm not a doctor. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express. But he has zero rushes this season over 20 yards. Derrick Henry is not the same running back that he's been. Lamar Jackson also hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in 3 weeks. So if you now got a mediocre quarterback, if you're the Ravens, the answer is a no. They're not inside my circle of trust.
See, I feel the same way as you. I really do. But I guess I trust Lamar to figure it out. I mean,
tell me if you're putting them in there.
I'm going to put them in my circle of trust.
Okay, you put Baltimore in there.
One of the reasons I have the Patriots in there is coach and quarterback.
No, that's fair.
And coach and quarterback, if Lamar can get back to being even RC Cola Lamar, as opposed to whatever he is right now, that plus John Harbaugh feels like a good combination.
You got the Chargers?
No, I don't trust their health.
You got the Colts?
No, I don't trust their quarterback or their quarterback's health.
You got Buffalo?
Yes, coach and quarterback.
Okay.
Chiefs are also the yes, by the way, just to get ahead of it.
You have the Chiefs inside your circle of trust?
Coach and quarterback.
Interesting.
Coach and
quarterback. We need to talk about this more coming up because you don't have the Chiefs making the playoffs. So I don't know how you can have the Chiefs out of the playoffs, but inside the circle of trust. I am very, very confused if this is the case. I'm perplexed that this is the case. I don't know in what world you can have the Chiefs in the circle of trust and the Broncos are out of it when the Broncos have four more wins than the Chiefs. Again, I am perplexed at this. I'm learning so much about it. Last team I'll ask you about. I know we're up against it. Do you have Houston inside your circle of trust?
No.
Yeah, I do.
I think they're close. They're the closest team I have in the AFC South, but I lean no.
I think Houston is ending Kansas City's season on Sunday. I think they're ending their season.
I don't think that's impossible. I'll be picking the Chiefs this week, though.
Okay, I'm not picking the Chiefs this week.
What a twist of fate that
never happens.
I know
that never happens.
The last time
I'm not
happened.
Picking the Chiefs right now. I feel like the strengths of the Texans perfectly line up with what I think the weaknesses are for Kansas City right now, and I don't trust the Chiefs to win a close, grind it out kind of game. And I think Houston right now is playing better than Kansas City. And where the game is played doesn't really matter that much to me. The spread doesn't matter that much to me. I got to go off gut. I got to go off what I've seen. And I think Houston right now is a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Houston's going to win this week. This is very interesting. I do want to talk about this more coming up. I know we got John Fanta at the top of the hour. But, Rob, we will certainly put a pin in this. How you have the Chiefs missing the playoffs but inside your circle of trust. I want to tell you that was brought to you by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City, and also by Aspen Lawn Care and Pest Control. John Fanta of Fox Sports talking college basketball up next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.